Here is a guy who is a true leader. A true leader. The way he ran the Travelers Championship, just, I mean, he had a lot of help. He'll be the first one to tell you. But Dan, he's something else.
Brad, he's joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, Nathan Grube, Executive Director of the Travelers Championship. Nathan, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Guys, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Nathan, you couldn't have scripted this any better from the tournament to the crowds to everything that unfolded last month. How about giving us your overview now that you've had a chance to digest all that's happened?
Sure, and you know, you guys were there. You saw it firsthand, but it's one of those things where you kind of you set the stage with the event the best that you can, but to your point, you can't control how the guys play, you know, what the weather's like, who's going to show up, you know, and then what drama unfolds on the golf course. And we were very, very fortunate that, you know, you put in a year's worth of work and then you have something like that. That, to your point, you could not have scripted that any better. I mean, to have a playoff and to have it end how it did with, you know, the Jordan Spieth and, you know, arguably one of the most popular guys in the game right now, winning your event on a hole out and then having him say all the things that he did, you know, both he and Rory McIlroy saying, you know, how great of a time it was to come here and how they enjoyed Connecticut and, you know, what Connecticut had to offer with a PGA Tour event. And they said it was something special. And so that's all we can hope for. But it was an amazing, amazing week. And, we're already planning for next year.
You know, one of the things that just hit me was here these folks come, these great golfers come in and they just fell in love with a golf course, fell in love the way you folks operated this thing and all the different things that you presented. I mean, and this, you know, this spreads around the country. I mean, they'll all be back. You wait.
You know, Brad, to your point, that's, they talk about it, right? I mean, so much of the coverage that we looked at afterwards was, you know, a guy like Jordan, who, you know, the sports world listens to him, and he's saying, you know, the crowds were amazing and the way this community supported the event. And you get a guy like Rory, who's such an international star, and him saying the same thing, saying, you know, it's the crowds, and, you know, they don't experience this in all these other markets. And these guys go to markets and cities all over the world, and you have them saying that, wow, what happens here is special. And what happens here is unique, and what happens here is something that they don't get, you know, elsewhere in the world. And I thought Jordan's, his press conference after the tournament was really telling when they said, Jordan, where have you seen this kind of crowd support? Where have you seen this kind of community support? And he stopped for a minute and he went, well, you know, maybe at the Masters, you know, or maybe at Phoenix where they have 500,000 people. But then he said, really, that's it. He goes, this is something special that we don't see every week. And I think Connecticut and the fans from Massachusetts and New York and, you know, Rhode Island, everywhere that came to the tournament, they need to know how special that was, and how special it is here that we can do what other communities cannot do.
Nathan, where were you when he sunk that shot out of the bunker in sudden death?
Yeah, I was actually a little bit over to the left, kind of where Daniel Berger was, had hit his shot, because we were getting ready for closing ceremonies. And it's funny, I rarely get to see kind of the final shots because we're getting, you know, prepped and ready to go. But for this one, since it looked like it was coming down to those last two guys, we were down there, and it was just, in fact, somebody just sent me a video where you could see the back of my head. This young man was taking a video of it, and, you know, and he started shaking, and it started, you know, you could hear him screaming, and it was so great. But I was right there to the left, and I have not heard it that loud at the tournament. I've been here 13 years, and I've never heard it that loud. It was pretty special to be a part of.
Now, you folks have already started, haven't you, for next year?
343 days, Brad. I'm sure you're counting. Until June 18th of next year.
We'll be there again. Dan and I'll be there.
I love it. Yeah, you have to stay ahead of it, I think, to, you know, to always be moving forward. And Andy Bassett from Travelers, I think, says it the best. He says, if we're not getting better, then we're getting worse. And so he always is, you know, pushing us from Travelers' side. And to your point earlier, we have a really good team, that buys into that. And, you know, the status quo is unacceptable. It's got to be better next year. So we're already knee deep in 2018 planning.
Nathan, how great is it, that amphitheater stadium effect golf course, where you see Jordan and Daniel Berger walking up the 18th green, now, in this case, sudden death, but even on the final hole before the sudden death, and you see the thousands of people surrounding the green. I get chills even now just thinking about that, Nathan.
Well, I tell you what, where I get chills. Well, two times this year. One was when the wave broke out. You know, when they start going down for the playoff hole, and somebody started the wave on 18. And to your point, there were thousands of people that just, I felt like I was at a soccer match, first of all. But then the part that really gets me is when the guys get ready to hit their shot, and you have people screaming and yelling, and all of a sudden they go dead silent. And you look around and you're going, I have never been in a place with this many sports fans that just want to, you know, be so excited, and yet they're so silent waiting for this person to execute that shot. And right before Jordan hit his bunker shot, you could just look around, and it was a pretty special experience. And I'm just happy for our fans and volunteers and sponsors that, you know, that event happened our year, and it's still resonating around the sports world.
You know, another thing that you just notice, and I'm sure I speak for Dan too, is your volunteers. I mean, they are so polite. They are so, what do you need? It's just like they go to school for this. It's fabulous, and they're all volunteers.
You know what's great? We meet with them, you know, multiple times throughout the year. We have, you know, probably almost 40 committees, and, you know, close to 4,000 volunteers that work on this, and we meet with them multiple times a year. And what they understand, Brad, to the core, they understand that they are ambassadors for the state on what this state can do with a professional sporting event. And so they know that, you know, everybody they interact with, every sponsor, every media personality, every time they, you know, see a Jim Nance or somebody like that, like, you know, every time they see a player, they know that they're ambassadors for what this state does with professional sports. And they just send an amazing message and a clear message that we are hospitable, we are appreciative, we are very thankful that these people are here. And they don't get that in every market. And so we're very lucky to have a very engaged group of volunteers that send that message.
Nathan, you talk about the coverage, even in the aftermath of this event, and social media, its importance. And there was Jordan Spieth, I think on the Wednesday after the tournament, the Wednesday after his victory, and he was still tweeting about the experience of the tournament.
Dan, it is. I mean, again, it's one of those things you can't script, right? Who's going to win your tournament, how they're going to win, what they're going to do. And even last year in 15, when Jim Furyk shoots that 58, you know, the amount of attention that we got, and then we thought, how are we going to top that? And then this year when Jordan does that, it just it exploded and it dwarfed it. But you have so many other people talking about it too, and that's what it comes down to. And then I don't know if you guys saw, there was a video of 2 3-year-olds that tried to reenact
yes.
You know, and then when ESPN compared the two, and then we sent Jordan's caddy that rake that he used that he threw, and Michael Greller's his caddy, and so we sent him the rake. And then even just yesterday, Michael's tweeting about, hey, the tournament sent me back my rake, you know, and how great. He sends a picture, and that picks up a whole story. So again, we're lucky to have so many good storylines that, I mean, at the end of the day, who benefits is our charities. And we raised, you know, over $1.6 million this year.
Wow.
For, you know, I mean, over, what do we have? Over, I think, 150 charities. And so it really, at the end of the day, all of this sends two really good messages. One, our charities win. And then two, this is what a community does with a professional sports franchise. And it's a really good message to send to the world.
And you know something? You, as a leader, the Travelers Insurance Companies, unbelievable. The Travelers is an incredible corporation, and they're right here in Connecticut.
They are, Brad, and they are all in. I mean, I mentioned to Andy earlier, Andy Bassette and Alan Snitzer, the new CEO who took over for Jay Fishman, and they are completely all in. They don't know another way to do it other than saying, let's jump in with both feet, and this is our event. They don't have an arm's length. You're like, hey, how's that event going? I mean, they are in it. They look at it as their event. How can we get better? What can we do? And they put the resources of the company after it. They have almost, I want to say, 1,700-1,800 volunteers that are employees of Travelers that come out to the event. So they're the backbone of making this possible to even give us the platform to do this.
Nathan, do you have attendance figures for the tournament?
You know, it's one of those things. It's not a stadium with seats, so it's kind of always hard to be like, okay, you know, how many exact people were there at a given time? I will say this, that we stopped giving exact numbers just because I couldn't tell you exactly. I mean, I know kind of roughly how many tickets we sold, how many weekly badges we sold, how many people showed up in the parking lot, things like that. I will say this. I talked to the chief of police, people who have been there since the early 80s, the medical teams, the networks, and then I looked at all of our numbers, you know, merchandise, parking, et cetera, and it was by far the biggest year we have ever had. And, you know, exactly what does that mean as far as numbers go? I can probably tell you exactly. There's been kind of estimates. Hey, you know, 200, 300,000 people. It's just, I can't tell you exactly how many people were there to an exact number, but I can tell you that by all the metrics we had, it was the most people that have been out there since I've been a part of this tournament, and I think since it's been in Cromwell.
Wow, that's terrific.
Well, we're going to be there next year, the good Lord willing. Dan and I will be there with you.
Wonderful, guys. Thank you so much for all the support.
Thanks, Nathan. Take care.